Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello, welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name's Blue. Alongside of me is Mr. Joe Grande, and you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
That's the truth, bro. And you know what? I think someone's going to say that today. I'll tell you right now. Cannabis Talk 101. Yeah. Check us out, you guys, all around the world. Make sure you check out our website if you're online. CannabisTalk101.com, because there's so many great articles and blogs on the site for you to enjoy. Plus, if you're ever by your phone and you want to call us up, say hello, leave Blue a message and say, hey, I like that bandana on your head.
Yeah.
It's 1-800-420-1980. And check us out, of course, on YouTube. Watch the whole shows. You're definitely going to want to watch this show, you guys, because we're doing this Zoom with everyone from High Hopes. And these guys in this character, this show, High Hopes, that's going to be on Hulu on 420. These guys are funny, and I can't wait for you guys to check them all out. So watch us on YouTube. Cannabis Talk 101 Blue is at the number one Christopher Wright.
Hello.
And you can always catch me at Joe Grande 52. And Blue, there's nothing that has me more excited than the fact of what's going on today for us, meaning Jimmy Kimmel, who's a major star with ABC and has a nightly syndicated show, and it goes worldwide, and he rips, and he has huge ratings, and he's hosted the Oscars more than most people, and he's just a major star, right?
Yeah.
He backs up a show that's called High Hopes with MMD, our guys.
Yeah.
And it's fucking going to be great.
You know, it's full circle because, you know, we've known them for so many years. And you know, you brought up something that was dear to my heart because when in the interview, while we're talking, right, and you guys are going to see all this.
And hear,
know,
all it, yeah.
And hear all of it. But, you know, the reality is, you know, when we were looking at opening our own dispensaries here locally, you know, we had a couple open prior, got rid of them. And then we're looking at opening one here in our local town. And they gave us so much good advice and just had, you know.
And advice that should be sold and not told.
And should be
that
sold really, and not
that
told.
Is sold and not
and,
told.
And look, I've opened, you know, my own dispensaries up. But these guys open multiple dispensaries up all the time. And they're great at it. And they're good friends of ours. And it's nice to have them around in our inner circle.
And folks, this is going to be a great show. So it looks like they're ready to come in. It's all going to be via Zoom. High Hopes is in the building.
Let's go.
Well, High Hopes is here, Blue. And we have three people joining us. Danny Martin, the top selling bud tender. Jared Brady, the good looking bud tender. And Morgan Channel Lee, the tough lead of the bud tender. I think she's like a badass manager as well. Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. Welcome. You guys, and congratulations on your big show and the success for the launch of 420. I watched it all yesterday, and I got to tell you, I'm in love with you guys. Danny Dank, come on, go buy it on 420.
Yes.
If you're not doing it, Jared, your song was a fucking hit. It needs to be on Power 106, Kiss FM. It needs to be all over the world. And I'm telling you, Morgan, you keep those people in line because what you're saying, girl, you are a shining light. You are amazing. You are a bright, smart woman who is managing a MMD dispensary, and you're a black woman at that.
Let's go.
I salute you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you guys, tell me a little bit. Let's start off with the big 420 launch because Rachel's here making us do it with Danny. Danny Dank. You got your folks here.
Rachel, I love
Danny,
you.
I mean, talk about Danny Dank and how nervous were you to bring it up to them? You know, talk about that.
I'm not really sure what they exactly put in the show because none of us have actually seen it yet.
Oh, no.
But I know none of us have seen anything yet.
No way.
We have no idea.
So I'm giving you, I'm leaking information to you that you guys don't even know about.
We know made it. What we
filmed, well, we so were there, but we don't know what's made it.
Oh, well, if you guys don't know, if you haven't heard Jerry's little whoop-de-whoop, boy, I'll tell you right now, Jared's on the keys, and he's bringing people to the building. Jared, I mean, are you really YouTube certified taught?
You said what? Say one more time?
Are you really YouTube certified taught?
Hey, I'll take it. I'll take that YouTube on. University. Yeah, I mean, we do work in YouTube. We work in anything social media. So you can find me on YouTube, find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram, wherever you want to find me.
Yeah, that's fantastic, man. Tell us the name of that hit single again.
Oh, I performed a lot. So hopefully, I don't know what made it in the show, but I think Enjoy Your Life made it.
Well, how about this? The one, I don't even want to say which one. I don't even want to tell you, but you know we're rocking our headbands in honor of Freddie. And, you know, we're just so excited for the show and what you guys are doing over there. I'm so intrigued to see if season two comes, because where you guys took me in season one, folks, follow this show on Hulu. Yeah. Go check it out. These three characters play themselves, and Jared looking at you and your wife, Danny looking at you come back and dealing with everything that you're dealing with, and Morgan keeping them in line. It's a great show. We look forward to seeing where you guys go with this. We like to do the high five with a lot of people that come on the show. And since you guys are in the cannabis game, we're going to do the high five with
you
guys.
Let's go.
As we do it, we'll go ladies first. We'll start with Danny. We'll go to Morgan. And then Jared, you'll answer the same question last. Question number one. Not necessarily how old were you, but where were you and who hooked you up with cannabis for the first time? And tell me about that first experience. Where were you at, Danny?
Honestly, it's been so long. I've been smoking for so long. So like as long as I can remember, I've been smoking. I can't really pinpoint
that
girl.
You don't remember that
time,
first time, huh?
I was pretty young and I definitely threw up a little bit after
A little throw up.
Yeah.
Came back swinging the next day though.
Hey, I was just thinking about that though. Isn't it great when you cough so hard that you kind of throw up sometimes? You know what I mean? As I hit the pin the other day, I coughed so hard and I almost felt my eyeball
comes out your nose.
Yeah. And I'm like, why is this the feeling everybody looks for? Why is that the case? What? My eyeball's in the fucking left lane. My eyeball's in the speed lane, and I'm in the slow lane.
Not supposed to drive, Joe.
Oh, sorry. I'm just kidding.
Jared.
Morgan. Morgan's next.
Oh, gotcha.
I started smoking in college. Actually went to school in Colorado, so won't say the school name. But I was stopped smoking in college. It was the first year of legalization there, and I was curious. And I wanted to know what the hype was. And I smoked, and I was too high to go to class. I was too high to go to practice. I was too high to go to anything.
You know, Morgan.
And after that, I just knew it was a vibe. I don't know.
You know, Morgan, a lot of people start way younger, one. And two, they don't get high their first time. So congratulations on that one.
And it's more responsible the way you did it in my book. I mean, I was 6 years old, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
My brother was 16. Here, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do it. Get a little fat Mexican kid weed. And what about you, though, Jared?
Oh, the first time I smoked, I was on the beach. It felt like I heard the ocean for the first time. It was a great experience, and I haven't looked back.
Nice. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis? Danny?
My favorite. Is good old bong. I love my bong. I even have Danny's Dank bongs on the market.
No
I
way.
Love my bong.
Where are they sold at right now, Danny?
You can't get them right now though, because we're working out the legality of it.
Oh, gotcha. That's it. It's business.
And what about you, Morgan?
Morgan?
I am a good old blunt smoker, trying to stop. Should be smoking papers, but I am a blunt smoker.
What kind of wraps? Yeah. Where you go?
Oh gosh. Recently been smoking loose leaf. Terrible, guys, but it's fine. That's my choice.
Don't worry, we'll smoke
one day. We'll get back to papers.
It's all good. What about you, Jared?
Put it in the paper for me. I like that. I like that good paper.
Just We're a straight zigzag, huh?
Yeah. Nah, I'm more of a raw.
Raw. Let's go raw. Big fan.
Hey, you know what? Just smoking it, getting all those terps, it's always great. Question number three of the high five. I can't wait for everybody to see High Hopes as we have Danny, Morgan, and Jared joining us today on Cannabis Talk 101. Craziest place you ever used cannabis or smoked. And don't get yourself in trouble.
I can't even remember, honestly. I mean, it's just pretty much just
everywhere.
I can't remember.
You just get down there like edible, whatever, a pin, you're on the plate. Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah, if you got an edible, I'm gonna hit that. Now that counts.
I mean, why not? I agree with it. Don't get it twisted. Morgan, what about you?
We'll just say I do not travel anywhere in the country or out the country without my cannabis.
Hello.
There's a lot of people like that. We got a guy, Chris Franchino, that he travels with his ball. Everything everywhere. In his bag. We're in the airport, and they're pulling out, what are those things called?
He pulls out the
nectar collector, and he's sitting there, all these torches and everything else, right there in the security.
Yeah.
He's like, what? This is all my medicine.
He's a big fan of that. He'll do it wherever.
And he does it on purpose, too. What about you, Jared?
Yeah.
My favorite place to smoke is in the studio. I like to get creative. It makes me, makes me get in that vibe.
That's always a good place. Hey, nothing getting wrong in the vibe with that. Is right.
Love that. Question number four, the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high? Danny.
My favorite munchie are those sour fruit gushers that come in the bag from 7-Eleven. I love those for some reason. Although I cracked a tooth on one once.
Oh my God.
I love
that's the story of my life. I have like 10 missing teeth in my mouth right now.
Yeah,
I go to the dentist on Friday for another one. Like, oh God, I feel you, Danny. What about you, Morgan?
My go-to is Starburst. Anything Starburst.
What flavor?
I would kill a whole pack of Starburst in like 2 minutes.
Like the pink one.
Just mix them all together. Which make one? Like a big old
all
sandwich.
The colors. Yeah. I do not discriminate. I will even eat the yellow or the orange one.
Yes.
I
push them all together and make like a big old fatty sandwich.
Yeah, let's go.
I've done that before too. That,
oh, yeah, you got to get down.
Get enough fruit roll up.
You got charcuterie.
Exactly. Charcuterie. What about you, Jared?
Charcuterie. I need that good cheese board.
Mm. With some nuts on there too, and then throw a little pecans.
Some jam. Put some fruit on there. Some fig. Dry fruit.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, I'm on a diet.
Go ahead, let's you go. Little healthy motherfucker, Jared.
That's what I said. Super healthy.
Right? That's why he looks all sexy and shit. His wife's all pretty. His kids look cute.
Teeth are all white.
Yeah,
this guy's got teeth.
Yeah. And even not only that, I'm going to tell you right now, he's known on the show for being the sexy. And he goes, I mean, I'm known for being sexy. You know what I mean?
He claims it,
I
too.
Mean, he drops it like it's hot. So go watch it, boy. And I'm not mad at him. You got the blonde top. Jared, you're doing it, brother. Question number five of the high five. High Hopes on Hulu. Cannabis Talk 101. We're endorsing this, saying this is a great show.
It's the truth.
These three people play amazing characters on it. It's themselves. Danny comes back. She's legit. She's real. Morgan runs the place. Jared's one of the lead guys there. It's awesome seeing you guys work and your dynamic with everyone there. But if you could smoke cannabis with anyone,
dead or alive,
who would it be and why?
I would love to smoke with Martha Stewart. I wish that she smokes. I'm not sure if she does, but honestly, I love Martha Stewart, and like a little collab with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg. Count me in.
Let's what do go. You love about her though?
That she's she's just a G. She can hang.
She did some time and everything. Products, she dog. Did time and everything.
I'll go to Macy's and I'll look at all the Martha Stewart stuff because she's that much of a G.
Dog,
so
like,
I hear you, Danny. My point to you is that's why I wanted to ask you, Danny, because I'm like, I think of her as a G too. And when I go to Macy's, I'm like, oh, what does she have?
Yeah.
What kind of new stuff does she go. Got? What do I need in my kitchen from her? Because if it's Martha Stewart, you know it's official like a referee.
I get high and then use her utensils.
Morgan, how about you, Morgan?
Snoop. I need Snoop. To smoke with Snoop. I need to sit there and pick his brain. He does everything. He has cereal. He has everything. I want to smoke with Snoop. I want to get super high and I want to talk business. Literally.
Nice.
Like, and that's going to happen for you, Morgan. What about you, Jared?
I was going to say Snoop, but you took it. You took it from me. So I'm going to have to jump over.
Come with.
I'm going to have to jump over. You know who I would want to smoke with is Prince.
Wow.
That's I don't know if he one. Smokes, but I feel like, what? I don't know. I feel like it would be a good high.
Well, he's resting in peace.
Oh,
but,
man. We got both of us have met him, Jared.
We both met him,
I slapped hands with him so many times, introduced him on stage. He was one of the best ever, and I had several conversations with him. He was a great dude, man. Thank you guys so much. And for those, once again, what can people look forward to? Couple statements real quick from Danny, Morgan, and Jared. High Hopes. Why should they watch it?
They should watch it because if you want to see the best bartender there is, just watch me.
Hello. Hey. I agree.
Watch us. Be sure to watch us. We are a reality show that is real, and you can come shop with us at MMV. So pull up. Let's I'm go. There.
Yeah, come on. If you have any connection to family, unity, and community, you're going to definitely enjoy this show.
Well, there it is, guys. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again, man.
It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, you guys, we're going to talk to more folks from the show. And not only that, Blue, you know who we're coming back with?
Oh,
Freddie with the headband and Uriel. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Follow Blue at One Christopher Wright. Follow Joe Grande at Joe Grande 52.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
What up?
What up, boys and girls? Dude, Freddie, you see what you've done to us, right, Uriel? You guys see how dare... And Freddie, how dare you not put yours on today?
Uriel!
I mean, come on, Freddie.
There he is. Oh,
there
Uriel.
It goes.
Come on. Yeah. Dude, you guys, I've watched the show. I think it's amazing. We're talking to Freddie Miller, who comes from Michigan. He literally flies in because they find him online. The owners do from MMD and go, that's the type of guy we want to work at our shop, right?
Well, Mishka's like, he looks like my twin.
Yeah. He wishes he did. Mishka looked that good. So then Freddie comes aboard, dog, and then him and Uriel become boys. Uriel's the OG employee that's in tight with those boys' dad. So Uriel ain't going nowhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? Uriel can fuck up everything. Do you really mess up that much things, Uriel?
That's what I do, man.
But I'm doing wild card, man.
That's his job.
That's wild card, dude.
Yeah.
I've now become their minion. And that's what I do. And I play it very well, like fiddle.
Yes, yes, man. Listen, I love it because you remind me of my cousin. We're talking, and his name coincidentally
ironically,
is Uriel. You know,
you look like him and everything.
Yeah, you look like him and everything. Play the role. I mean, I you
except
gotta
he does
meet
a lot
him.
More meth than you.
this boy eats. This guy puts a lot of food in his body.
Yeah,
but he might be a carbon copy of me.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Not doing it nearly
as big.
Hey,
Freddie, how excited are you, dog, to come from Michigan? And I was saying this off air about you. I said, you're the type of guy that I love because you're nothing but love, dude. You are a genuine man who I truly would like hang out with, give the shirt to you off my back. And you're the type of dude that I would hang out with all day, every day, because your intentions are right. You're just, you seem like an amazing man, right? But you come from Michigan to come work at a dispensary.
Yes.
And then it pops off on fucking Hulu
M&D.
With Jimmy Kimmel. Talk to me about these feelings and emotions that's going through your head when this happens.
Yeah.
Mostly, I just need to smoke another joint and recollect my thoughts.
Nice.
There's a lot going on, man.
How much do you smoke a day, Freddie?
Oh, too much.
give me an ounce number. Right?
Oh, you can't smoke too much weed. Oh, golly. Well, maybe a quarter.
Yeah.
Day.
That's not bad.
So,
Yeah, that's a good amount.
Quarter day's good. Yeah. And how many edibles?
It depends on when this munchie kicks in, man, and what's left in their fridge.
What has been the best thing about recording this show, High Hopes, on Hulu? Because as I watched it, it looked like a lot of fun. Uriel, you ate a lot of snacks.
Yes.
The first one, if I'm not mistaken, is called Snacks, and you're always eating behind the counter, dog. So what was the funnest part for you guys in making this show?
Oh, shit.
Funnest part?
Me and this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Me and that guy right there.
Just hanging out together on the show.
And they become buddies. I mean, for you, Uriel, to put the headband on, as I watched it in the sequence, it felt like you put the headband on after Freddy. Is that correct?
No, I was already wearing headbands.
Oh, you always rock them anyways? Okay.
You rock them. Yeah. Both of you guys rock them.
During summertime when I was doing deliveries, I'm in Los Angeles, man. It gets up to 100. You know how hot it gets out here if you're not in LA. But it gets really, really hot. And I had long hair, and I'd be super sweaty. So that's when I was rocking bandanas for my deliveries. But I always change my look because I'm a chameleon.
E flaco, comedian. Look at him. Hey, those stretch marks don't change, though, dog. Who are you telling? You know what I mean? Those are the same Freddy Krueger marks.
I'm happy how I look, man. I love myself.
Hey, who you telling, brother? You know, Uriel, I was 350. So when I look at you, I look at myself and go, ooh, I love his lonjas. I can't wait to see him perform on there. We like to do the high five with everybody that comes on the show, you guys. And since High Hopes is all about cannabis, we're going to do the high five with you guys as I ask you these questions. Uriel, we'll start with you. And then, Freddie, you'll get the same question as we've enjoyed your guys' character on you playing you in High Hopes. Folks, go watch that on Hulu. Question number one, tell me about that experience. Where were you the first time you got high? And who were you with?
Where was I the first time I got high? It was on the football field, and I shouldn't have done that because that went horrible, dude.
Really? Why?
Super hard.
Before practice or after practice?
Was it a game? Or
exactly.
That was before practice, man. Not a game. That was before practice. And it was a horrible decision.
Oh, man.
You should have done it after.
Yes,
exactly.
For sure.
After practice is always good. What about you, Freddie?
I vomited.
Oh, dude.
You threw
the first time
I
got.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Freddie?
Dude, the first time I got high was with this, it was a van full of hippies, for lack of a better word. I met them at this punk show that I went to, and they needed a place to stay, so they came back to my house. And we watched Transformers on VHS and drank some hams.
Yeah.
And
some hams beer.
Pulled out this baggie. Yeah, hams. They pulled out this baggie of like dirt.
That good chess weed?
The OG. Yeah, the OG.
Sasquatch weed.
Freddy, you ever been saved before, man? And I was like, yeah, a bunch when I was a kid. They're like, no, man, we're going to get saved. Time to get good with the Lord.
Wow.
And so then we smoked that, and then we watched VHS Transformers, and it was awesome.
That's great story, dude. Man. I love you, Freddie. That's
I
awesome.
Love it, man.
They peed on my floor in my house thing.
The love it, man.
You said he peed on his floor?
Did you?
With the territory of the hippies. Yeah, they had like 7 dogs in their van.
Nice. So you just had to give it to
him. I hope you don't bring no hippies on no more.
And Dolly, long time no see. I don't even know if they're still alive.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic, man. Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use cannabis?
You know, I was trained by Senso Tanaka. You know, Senso Tanaka is my shidoshi, and he taught me the arts of bong rips. So I love hitting the bong.
Can we see one right now from you, Uriel? Can you pull one out of your hat right now?
No. He said,
that doesn't work yet.
Ta-da.
That doesn't work yet.
It doesn't work yet? What about
you? It's coming
you?
Soon, Freddy.
Yeah, man, I'm still a regular employee, man. No status yet.
Well, you're the man in my book, that's for sure, Uriel. Freddy, what about you,
only
Freddy?
Electricity. Only electricity, yeah.
Freddie, favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
I like the bong.
I like to boof it straight up.
You're a Keister, the Keister bunny, the Keister bunny.
Yeah, yeah. I like to put that canvas as close to my G spot as possible.
How far do you have to go with it, Freddie? How far? Show me like this. Show me in length. How far like, you go with it? What is it?
This is like
2 inches, 10 inches. What are we talking? A foot.
From like this end of the screen to like this end.
Question number three of the high five with these motherfuckers from High Hopes, Uriel and Freddie.
Hey, Freddie.
Cannabis Talk 101 is having a great time with you guys. Craziest place you ever use cannabis?
I was going to say, Freddie, don't you tunnel in into my screen.
Don't touch me with that finger.
It might touch
come
you.
Over here with a pickaxe.
Uriel, the craziest place again? The craziest place you ever smoked cannabis?
Craziest place I ever smoked cannabis. Oh, Jesus. A mortuary. No.
A mortuary? That's pretty scary.
We were sending off a family member and, I needed to spark it up one last time.
It happens. It happens a lot, actually. What about you, Jared?
Or should we, right, that's Freddy? It. Never, question four.
Ready?
Never thought I was going to smoke out there, man.
It's a good place, though. So honor, show some love. I get it. I love that spot. What about you, Freddie? Craziest place.
That's an honorable badge.
I mean, on the roof of a house that I was a roofer for like 6 years. And by the way, if you don't already know, all of your trades workers are potheads.
Nice. Question number
probably
four.
On the roof of a house while shingling or something, man.
That's scary.
But I mean, I don't know. Oh, I smoked everywhere, dude. So it's
as you should. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high? Your go-to munchie after you get high, Uriel?
Flaming Hot Fritos.
Nice. I like that. And what about you, Freddie?
Dude, Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool Ranch.
Chips are always good. Before we let you guys get on out of here real quick, if you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why, Uriel?
Dead or alive? Freddie, you go first.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Nah. And why Da Vinci?
He was eating shrooms.
He was on shrooms. Uriel?
I think I'm torn between the Irish Sheik and Macho Man.
Let me tell you something, Uriel. It's been a great time talking to you guys at High Hopes. Make sure you go watch it on Hulu. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Nobody else loves you like we do. When we come back, folks, I'm telling you right now, we're going to come back with Miska and Slava with MMD Dispensaries.
Let's go.
Check it out, High Times on Cannabis Talk 101. We love you, brother.
You want to hear your name shouted out live on the show? Call us anytime. 1-800-420-1980 and leave us a voicemail.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
Oh, no, not these two.
I mean, when they said we're going to do a show, I didn't know we were going to get these two to come on with us. Hi, guys, you guys.
Hulu, can we please cancel? I don't know.
It's a go.
Dude.
First I don't know off, if you guys have met Blue or Joe, but this is problems right here.
No, the biggest question is, Sumi, how much does he have to pay you to be on this show with him, let alone to play his assistant and his girlfriend? Like, where did he order you from? Because I need to fucking look at his browser and see where I can get one of those.
Oh, man.
Yo, chill, bro.
Because I'm looking at that dog going, there's no way in hell. That's strictly for the show, high hopes. There's no way you got something like that. That all being said, folks, this is right here, Slava and Miska Ashbel. These guys are the co-owners and founders of MMD, and that is the beautiful trophy girlfriend and assistant to Miska, Simu, who's on the show. You guys, high hopes has been tremendous, brothers. Knowing you guys and talking to you guys, that when we've seen you and you've told us about this, when it developed and following it, and then I was able to watch it last night, I just take my hat off to you guys for finding somewhere that's allowing cannabis to be normalized, and it's funny. And as you can see, you guys who were honoring with the headbands, we are giving love to Freddie, because watching it is like, dude, this is going to be a movement, you guys. If you're not watching High Hopes, season one's done. Season two needs to happen, Hulu. Jimmy Kimmel, you fucks need to bring your asses here to Cannabis Talk 101 and not go to Green Street for your 420 event that I'm glad didn't happen there. But that's a side note on a
just
personal
thing. Just kidding.
We love everybody over there, and I'm just busting their balls. You guys, tell everybody what to expect from this great show.
Oh, man. You guys can expect to laugh your asses off. This is like, it's hilarious. It's heartwarming. It's real. This is not like some fictional BS show. Like, this is our real lives. Joe and Blue, they know us on a personal level.
We do.
Watching this show probably gave you the feeling that like this is real. Because
like I was there.
Yeah. God forbid. But yeah, you know, like you were there. And it's like, you know, like we are the cannabis culture. You guys, us, we've grown up in this space. We want to represent our community to the best that we possibly can. We want to give the community the light and the respect that it deserves, because if it wasn't for the cannabis community and the culture, none of us would be here.
Yeah.
And not only that, Slava, did you get paid extra to look so sexy on camera? Because I'm telling you right now, your brother got the weight, but you got the looks on the camera.
Yeah.
You know, it's you just don't eat for like 2 months and then you'll be good. You know?
Yeah. Is that what you did, Slava? You're going, oh God, we're going to record. It looks like you toned up for this. I'm like, you know, looking at him going, I don't remember Slava looking that good, because he looks really good in this thing.
Joe, you got skinny 2 months ago. I didn't even understand why you're talking.
Now. He was doing drugs. That's what got him skinny, guys. It definitely wasn't.
Whatever it takes, it's a good thing. Sumi, as you do this, and you've been with, of course, Miska for a while, you're not only the girlfriend, but you're the assistant watching all this grow and go. How is it for you to watch this from the standpoint of, that's the kitchen that you make food in. That's the kitchen that you guys had Uriel's surprise birthday party in for his 40th birthday that I'm watching. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, folks, watch the show, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to love this show, High Hopes. As I look at you guys, I can pinpoint, oh, that's the kitchen from the party. I love what I'm seeing from you guys. Yeah. But for you, Sumi, how is it watching your gray-bearded boyfriend work so hard?
So good looking.
And hurt his back and arms. And slave like he does when you're working out because he doesn't want to work out with you when you're on the treadmill. He just wants to leave and say, come to work. How does it feel when you're sweating, working hard, and watching your man leave to work?
Man, we're all working hard in different ways. I'm doing this, he's doing that, and it comes together. We complement each other, all three of us, the whole cast. And it's very exciting to see. Like, you finally see what you see every day in the eyes of other people.
Yeah.
So it's really fascinating to kind of take a step back and look at it from like an outsider looking in.
Hey, listen, guys, I want to congratulate all three of you guys on your success and also normalizing the cannabis industry and making it a better place. It's time to go into the high five.
And thank you to Jimmy Kimmel for doing this for you guys and believing in MMD, because I tell you right now, we believe in MMD as well. We really fully believe in Sasha and Mishka, and they've given us information for free.
Yeah.
And they have been those type of guys that will share the information with the cannabis industry, not just keep it tight chest.
And they know the retail space better than anyone. I mean, these guys are professionals in the retail industry. Thank you for bringing your knowledge into our space and being some great players.
And I can't wait for you guys to be the Costco of cannabis out there like you guys are doing.
That's right.
I love you guys. Question number one of the high five. Where were you? And let's start with the lady first, please, because she's the pretty one, Sumi. And then we'll go to the other lady, Mishka, and then we'll go to Slava. So question number one, ladies first. Where was the first time you got high? Tell us a quick story.
Oh, my God. It was a warm summer valley night. It was like 75 degrees outside, and my bestie on a balcony, like most people, handed me a fat steamroller just filled with smoke and handed it to me. All I had to do was inhale. It couldn't get any easier. I was very easily impressionable, and it just kind of worked out for the best day of my life.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Mishka, share with everyone again, please.
I just realized how much weed I smoked because I can't even remember the first time I got high. But I'll tell you, I was probably a young man. We were in my friend's backyard. His dad had a little plant, and we attacked that thing like a bunch of animals. Ripped it to shreds, smoked it wet and all. Horrible, horrible experience. But that day changed my life forever. I'm so grateful to cannabis, I can't even tell you.
And Slava?
For me, it was later in my life. All my friends had smoked way before I did. They finally made me do it. My first time smoking was from a bong, and I got ripped. The first thing I said, I turned to one of my best friends, and I told him how ugly he was.
No way.
But I've never realized how ugly he was, which didn't go over very, very well, but that was my experience, and I never looked back.
And then you kissed him right after you said it. You're so ugly.
That's the same conversation me and Joe had when I first met him.
Yeah. It really was.
Yeah, it was very close.
That. Thank you.
Question number two of the high five. What is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis?
Oh, it's me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. smoking
up. Well, I haven't smoked in years just because, you know, we're functional for me. But my favorite way that I used to smoke was either I'm smoking a blunt or I'm smoking out of like the steamroller, which is like a kind of pipe that for those that don't know. But yeah, either a pipe or a blunt.
Nice.
Are you using CBD on a daily or anything like that, though?
I don't do any CBD. I don't do any weed. I don't do alcohol really like that.
Well, you're healthy and you look great. You should see you working out on the show and you look phenomenal. So
you should have seen what Jeffrey's favorite way was.
Exactly. Jeffrey said, what about you, Mishka?
I love it all. I love a beautiful pre-roll. I love a good bong. I like edibles. It's hard to find a good type of cannabis that I don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Do you have a mothership or a motherboard or what?
Have a mothership.
I mean, you have the new brand too that you guys launched on 420 as well.
That's right. We have Little Matron. We've been working on that brand for a while. It's an amazing brand. It's a give back brand. So a percentage of the proceeds goes directly to ALS. Our nonprofit partner, we're the first cannabis brand that has been supported by National Association of ALS. We love them. And everybody go check it out. Come see us on 420. You know, we'd love your support. Yeah.
Well, that's great. And what about you, Slava?
Slava.
For me, it's a pre-roll and a bong. honestly, I love a pre-roll. It's convenient for me, and then a bong is you know, just a smooth smoke for me.
Nice, snap it and let it go. Craziest place you ever used cannabis, Sumi?
Ooh, I don't know if I'm allowed to say talk about this. The
just do it.
Place?
Just do it. It was a long time ago. It's okay.
Yeah.
I know, right? I mean, where haven't you smoked? You smoked in the backs of churches, synagogues, mom. I don't know.
Those are good.
Those are good.
Especially if you're with Mishka, you're going everywhere smoking with him. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dare you to find a place we haven't smoked with.
Yes, yes. That's probably fair to say, actually. Yeah.
Mishka, is that your answer?
I mean, think about these guys, right? They're
everywhere.
They just smoked everywhere. We might as well just go to number four real quick.
Yeah. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you guys get high?
Anything within 5 feet of my face.
Can I come over?
I have a combination. Ruffles, cheese ruffles, a hot dog, and a Diet Coke.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, very specific. I was actually talking to somebody about this the other day. I was like, God, I just realized how many Crunchwrap Supremes, bags of Doritos, Twinkies, and Oreo cookies we're about to sell. We should be buying stock in those companies.
Yeah. As you should, folks. Go watch MMD show. We're wrapped up with time. We got to let you guys go. But it's MMD show, you guys. Yeah, These guys are doing it, man. There's Sasha and Slava. I really respect the shit out of you guys. Sumi, I know you're the brains behind it all. Who are we kidding?
Clearly.
Go watch it. The show is High Hopes. We love you, brothers. We wanted to do question number five, but we know you're crunched for time. Go do your interviews. We love you, brothers.
Guys, High Hopes, 420. We love you. We love Cannabis 101. Cannabis Talk 101. It's the most relevant podcast and cannabis show in our marketplace. What you guys are doing is revolutionary. We get to be on reality TV, but you guys started this shit when it comes to a media perspective. And big shout out to you guys. If you're not listening to Cannabis Talk 101, then you just don't know.
Well, there it is, guys.
Love you.
Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate that. So be good.
Thank you, guys.
Boys.
Dude, that was so great. Bottom line is I love everybody that's on this cast.
Yeah.
And I know you haven't really watched all of them yet, but when you do, you're going to fall in love with it. Everybody that's listening to me. Not only am I talking to Blue, but I'm talking to you listening, folks. Watch this show. You just got a glimpse of these characters by talking to them right now.
Sure.
I mean, to think Rachel knows Danny, and Rachel's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, and we've known Mishka.
Known Mishka and them. And then to even make it crazier, Tony from Financial Fridays 8 years ago
knows Danny.
Hung out with Danny in a limo and showing pictures.
Yeah.
And it's like, go figure, folks. How small is this big, crazy world of ours?
Oh, man. It's tiny and it's getting
so
smaller,
big,
man.
And it's like so small.
It's how high. It's how hope. High hopes. How high can you go?
Whatever you just said, go smoke a joint and go watch it. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Blue.
Smoke it and get high. Let's go.
And if nobody else loves you,
we do.
Hello.
Follow Cannabis Talk 101 on all social media at Cannabis Talk 101.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.